Welcome into Attention Lounge, brought to you guys from Better and Green. We're breaking down the Monday Night Football game down in Texas. Guys, we're talking the Houston Texans versus the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are 7.5-point home dogs, over-under set at 42. Dallas is throwing in the towel. They're saying, Dak, he's done for the year, man. Get rid of him. Jerry Jones, if he was dead, he'd be rolling in his grave right now. I mean, this Cowboys team looks terrible. I heard that Jerry's not going to show up for this game. I heard he's going to watch it from his couch in his depression pajamas, eating ice cream out of the tub. What do you guys think? Are you guys going to be in piss with Jerry and the Cowboys? Are you guys on Houston? Ethan, what do you think?
All I know is if Jerry's cheap ass would have put curtains in that stadium, I would have cashed a CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown bet last week. But sun's in my eyes, man. So, yeah, lost that. Reluctantly, and I hate this game, I'm going to take the points of Dallas, and I hate the 7.5 spread. I wish it was 6.5. I'd feel much more confident in it. But, I mean, who wants to bet Dallas right now? I mean, Cooper Rush looked like just he looked so bad. I mean, Dallas in general looked so bad. Zeke fumble on the goal line. CD couldn't see with the sun in his face. Luckily, this is a night game, CD, so you're okay. If you do get the ball, might be able to see it this time, but I just feel like, you know, who's going to be on Dallas? Houston probably should have won the game. Sunday Night Football, all eyes on them. And you always just kind of wonder how a team's going to come out after a loss like that. I, to be honest, I do trust Houston to kind of bounce back from a loss. I think they're well coached. I think CJ Stroud is actually a pretty mature quarterback for his age. That being said, the 7.5 just seems like too much on the road at Dallas. Monday Night Football, all eyes on them. Dallas is obviously, they like the attention on that team. So I just think it's too many points. Dallas does have a divisional game on the road against Washington next week, who, if you watched yesterday's or this weekend's episode of Intentional Lounging, I do kind of lean towards Washington winning that division currently. So I do think that's a big game ahead, but at this point, I think Dallas is just more so playing for their own ego than really the rest of the year. So I don't think they win the game outright. Wouldn't shock me if Houston ends out in a blowout here. They will have Nico Collins back, I'm sure, but I'm going to have to lean Dallas. I think it's going to be the sharp side. I think public's going to be all over Houston in this one.
Yeah, public is all over Houston, 85%, but unfortunately, so am I. Dallas just kind of seems like the team. Well, they are the public team. They're America's team, not the public in betting, but they're America's team. Everyone watches them, and everyone's fed up with them. And I think Dallas knows that. We saw that, like Ethan said, with the curtains, with the sun. CeeDee called out the owner. The owner said we're all idiots and we have worms in our brains. But yeah, I think it's like a sinking ship over there. I think everyone's giving up. I don't think anyone has any heart, any care. I think the coaches are going to get fired. I think they're going to make some heavy changes in the offseason. I think the season's over. In order to hit their win total, they have to win their next 10 games, 10-0, to end the season for the win total. It's over in Dallas. And I don't think they have the mental toughness or the care to finish the season out strong. So I'm going to take Texans. Again, tough loss against Detroit, but this is a huge bounce back game against in-state a rival. Nico Collins probably back. CJ Stroud can still sling it. You got Tank Dell. You just got a lot of weapons, and Dallas has the worst defense in the league, which is crazy. They are 32 out of 32. They are very bad. It's amazing what happens when Parsons is out. But yeah, I'm going to take Houston. I think they're going to win this one. Very similar to that Dallas Philly game last week by 20-plus points.
Everybody thinks that the sun was in CD's eyes. Actually, he just doesn't care about the season anymore. He's been watching too much WWE. He was doing his John Cena. You can't see him. You can't see him. He can't see the ball. Cooper Rush can't get him the ball. This is a game where I think this is more fan-related than like player-related, but you think when you think of Texas football, I mean, everybody thinks the Cowboys, right? Nobody, the first thing they think of is the Texans. The Texans, or the Cowboys players, it's like, okay, maybe it's like a shield of pride to be like, no, like, we defended the state. I think right now Houston sees it, like, as a chance to really stick it to them. Like, Houston's trending up. Dallas, I mean, like, all their guys are old, man. Dak's getting older. Dak can't stay healthy anymore. I just think Dallas is turning in a really bad direction. There's a lot of people unhappy over there. I just think this team, I mean, this team's been a mess. And I've been saying, like, Mike McCarthy, I don't know what Jerry's thinking, keeping him around. It's just, it's bad for everybody here. And I think it's only going to get worse. So I'm going to take Houston to take advantage of this really bad situation here. Get a win that means more to them than, you know, maybe like say they're playing some out-of-division team. It's like, okay. But, you know, coming off a loss, get a chance to beat your in-state rivals. I think Houston cares. I think Houston's got a way better team. And a team that's – the effort level is going to be different too. Because, I mean, D'Amico Ryan's like – he's got that defense flying around. And he's catching picks. They hung around with Detroit. And they really made Jared Goff's life miserable. Jared Goff is a good quarterback. That Detroit Lions team's a good team. And if they can do that to Detroit, which dismantled Dallas, I think they can go in and just smack Dallas around and just play with way more intensity than Dallas can match. All right, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Intentional Lounge. Make sure you guys catch us on all the shows that we post. These two are going to be live Monday night to give you guys the picks. If the lines have changed at all, maybe give you guys some player props, break down some bets that they have for you. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash outrageous swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheese, see compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like